In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a huge show. What are the legal implications of yesterday's accusations against Governor Cuomo and the sexual harassment charges now coming forward? Arthur Idala, premier attorney, will be with us. Nicole Malliotakis reports live from Congress, and Kelsey Bowler on some Biden administration regards towards women. But first, a big international story with Tony Schaefer.
What is happening with this?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a big, busy Thursday, and we're glad you're here. About three dozen House Democrats. This was reported yesterday by Fox News. About three dozen House Dems have signed a letter asking President Biden to renounce his sole authority to the nuclear football. Now, I don't know exactly what they are proposing to replace that. It's a combination of having different people be forced to sign off with the president before deciding to hit the nuclear codes and to launch the weapons. But it's but this is really rather remarkable. This would also impact future administrations. It would take the nuclear capabilities away from the commander in chief. And as Jimmy Panetta, a congressman from California, put it, vesting one person with this authority entails real risks. Past presidents have threatened to attack other countries with nuclear weapons or exhibited behavior that caused other officials to express concern about the president's judgment. Now, is that true? First of all, I don't remember a president saying to other countries, I'm going to nuke you. Maybe it happened. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't remember. Someone who has an opinion about this,
is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and he rejoins us. Of course, we always look longingly at the London Center for the great work that its founder did, Herb London, for all those years. But Tony has continued that tradition. Colonel, thank you for being back with us. First of all, to the congressman's point, have we had presidents that are on the record as saying, I'm going to nuke you, I'm going to use these weapons as a threat against you? Do we have presidents that we have records of throwing that kind of language around?
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for having me. No, never. The closest we ever had was Ronald Reagan joking on a radio interview about attacking the Russians, which I think we all recognized at the time. It was a complete, it was meant to be a joke, and it was. But this is no joke. Representative Panetta, let's break this into two pieces first. If Representative Panetta really does believe that Joe Biden is intellectually compromised, then you need to invoke the 25th Amendment. I'm one of those who do believe that President Biden is in decline to the point of where it's observable. So I think that's what they're trying to say here, and they don't want to say it. But if that's the issue, then just say it and go through that process. But let's
Colonel, because you're being very generous there. And I think that President Biden was in decline throughout the campaign. And I think it was fairly obvious. And I think the way he's carefully crafted and all of his press avails, you can kind of pick up on the same thing. But here's what I think is the bigger fear for them, that there may be a Republican president that returns to office. Maybe President Trump returns to office. Maybe someone else returns to office. And they want to defang the chief executive, the commander in chief of this responsibility and this power, obviously for their own right to have the power.
Oh, I agree. And that's why it's dangerous. And let's first off dispel this idea that this decision is left to one man. It's not. One man can say, this is my decision to act, but that action is dependent on the system that's been established to monitor and manage our nuclear weapons program. And let me be very clear on this, because it's not like someone can just say, I'm going to launch. Our nuclear weapons program is set up around something called the SIOP, the Single Integrated Operational Plan. That plan consists of options that relate to our nuclear triad. We have the Air Force, who has their bombers and missiles that are two parts of the triad, manned bombers and missiles. And then the third part of the triad is the Navy, the submarine-based ballistic missiles. Anytime that you go to launch something, Kevin, you have to essentially engage with DOD to say, hey, I want to use X, Y, or Z. And oh, by the way, there has to be a credible threat that's presented itself before any of this happens. So the idea that someone's just going to say, hey, launch the weapons is completely insane. I know for a fact from dealing with people like General Joe Dunford, Mark Milley, the current chairman of Joint Chiefs, these guys would never take on face value an order to launch without clear regard for what is going on regarding threats. So it is, in my judgment, what you just said, Kevin, it's a political move to defang the senior executive from having this, because simply put, there are checks and balances in place. I encourage those who have not followed this to go watch a movie called called The Failsafe. It kind of outlines it fairly clearly in there. Those mechanisms established back in the 60s have not changed dramatically since then. It's just been modernized with technology. But suffice it to say, Kevin, there's a very clear plan, set of plans, and very clear oversight that would never allow someone just to say, I'm going to launch on Russia today and go from that point.
It seems to me that the Congress people bringing this up are kind of ignorant of the process. I mean, it's kind of like they're sitting there going, oh, well, he has the power to push a button on his desk and then some massive cavity opens up in Nevada and out comes this enormous nuclear bomb that's then unstoppable from that point forward. And to hear the multi-layered and faceted requirement that you just laid out, it doesn't even seem to be figuring into their thinking.
Of course not. Let me be blunt here, and I will not be polite. The technology and science are not friends to the Democrats. They often say stuff like this, everything from guns. I mean, have you ever seen one of these guys, Kevin, pick up a gun, and a, you know, quote-unquote assault weapon? I mean, they have no idea what they're talking about. This extends to here. Climate change, everything else you can think of where scientific, where clear, concise thinking and the understanding of how technology works is not a strong suit by the Democrats. In this case in particular, they did no research. They have addressed nothing within what they've written to actually lay out the case for what they want to do. It's a completely what they've said is completely detached from the reality in which we live, which is often the way they operate. And in this case in particular, it's dangerous because if you get enough people believing what they're saying, you could, in fact, create the conditions for someone to say, oh, we got to take this away from the senior executive. I would argue that a senior executive with the authorities that are currently given to him are the necessary thing we must have for a response to a credible threat. And that's something that I think would be dangerous to attack. But with that said, what Representative Panetta is saying, it's very emotional. This is meant to evoke emotion, and I think in many ways that the Democrats do recognize what you and I recognize about Joe Biden's diminished mental capacity, but they're going for a twofer. They want to try to defang him and then create conditions for anybody to come in the future who cannot respond adequately or quickly to a given strategic threat that may present itself that would require a nuclear response.
And that part I just don't understand at all, because, you know, even yesterday with AOC talking about wanting to defund Homeland Security and border security and all the rest, I sit back and I say, okay, Colonel, they're, you know, progressive and I'm more traditional and conservative. We have our differences of opinion. But don't your children bleed and die just like mine do if bad people do bad things to them? And I don't ever get an answer from that side about that. It's like it's almost as though they believe that they're going to be impenetrably protected if something bad goes down. And I'm sorry, as someone who lives right here where 9/11 took place and is coming up on 20 years, I think very differently about it than that. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, simply because you don't see a threat doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think that's what the left continues to try to pretend, that somehow we are magically protected by their good intentions. Let me tell you, Kevin, good intentions don't protect anybody.
Yeah.
Good intentions should only be used to create policy which allows for us to create effective defenses. And that's something they always miss. And they've missed for decades. It, I think, laid the groundwork. Their policy failures laid the groundwork for the 9/11 attacks. We could talk about that in length another day. But I think a lot of us who have had to work this as an operational issue for 30 years, like I have, understand that you cannot give up authorities to an executive when they would have to make critical decisions in a short amount of time with a system, Kevin, with a system. It's not one man, it's a system.
Yeah.
And they always seem to forget that.
Well said. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer of the London Center for Policy Research, thank you again, as always, for your analysis. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back with an update on the governor and the trouble he's in. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, this kind of behavior, if it's true, is unacceptable in any public servant, anybody. So we got to get the truth about this.
That is the current New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, who I've, you know, obviously had no love loss for in the years that he's been in charge of the city. But I do find it interesting that kind of across the state of New York, as the Cuomo scandal meter has kind of added a little bit of depth to it kind of day by day, that you're starting to see some of the more recognizable and the more important voices in the statewide Democratic Party start to speak out. Is Governor Cuomo actually going to be in trouble? There's a lot of speculation, particularly in the political arena, that he's kind of Teflon. He's got a 49% approval rate. Now, this was before the Lindsay Boylan accusations hit the newspapers yesterday. But, you know, the nursing home thing hasn't really he's been able to kind of, survive that. Will the sexual harassment charges bring him down? Let's turn to someone who has done a very good job of defending clients that have been in sticky situations. He is one of the best defense attorneys on planet Earth, if not the universe. Arthur Idala is his name. You know him from his hits across television and his work in some really high profile cases, including Lawrence Taylor and other people. Arthur, it's good to talk to you. Haven't had a chance to catch up with you in a while, but it's always good to talk to you.
What's up, Kevin? I'm glad you and your whole family are safe and happy and everyone is in good shape. And that's the most important thing right now. And it just, I'm sure Andrew Cuomo maybe amongst the top people who miss the fact that Donald Trump's not president anymore. Because if Donald Trump was president, all of this negative media scrutiny would be firmly placed upon him.
Well, isn't that interesting how quickly the media spotlight can change when they don't have someone, you know, to push around over there? Now they are looking for other people.
But it's the truth. I mean, it really is the truth. I mean, think about it, Kevin, how it played out. Had Trump been reelected and he was the president right now, you know that that's what would be dominating the headlines. And
right.
I mean, I just think those people who happen to look at the New York Times – almost from January 20th, from the inauguration till today, if you look at the online version of the New York Times, Donald Trump is in at least one, if not three, of the top five stories in the New York Times. They just can't get enough of him. But I guess there's some reality, as we're looking now at March on Monday, is setting in. that, you know, we need a new enemy. We need a new
foil.
We need a new target, a new foil. Thank you. And I got to tell you, Kevin, and I will give you credit because you are a gentleman. But there are a lot of, whether it's radio hosts or television personalities or the cover of the New York Post, we have lost, like, such a sense of decency on both sides. It offended me when people called Donald Trump horrible names, even if he sometimes, you know, earned some of those names. But he was the president of the United States, and I grew up where you had the utmost respect. And now the pendulum is swift. The pendulum has swung. And now it's the governor of the state of New York. One was a Republican, one was a Democrat. But my lesson, my takeaway from this is how we've really lost civility in the United States of America, or especially in New York, where people are so mean and angry. I mean, one of the great broadcasters of all time who was on AM 970 The Answer and other famous New York radio stations was John Gambling.
Yep.
And John Gambling always made his point, and you always knew where he stood, but he did it with class and dignity and elegance. And that's something as a society that our young people are not seeing anymore. This case with Governor Cuomo, he said, oh, let's have a game of strip poker, or I don't know. Let's see how this whole allegation with he attempted to kiss her actually plays out. But we now live in a society over the last not long time, 24 to 36 months, where an accusation is now a conviction. That's it. In other words, you get accused and you wear that moniker of, oh, he's a sexual harasser, even if it's absolute pie in the sky and is not true, or even if you get acquitted of it, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, he's the person. So getting to the case at hand, do I think anyone's going to see Andrew Cuomo take it away in handcuffs anytime soon over this sexual harassment thing? No. Is it going to be a thorn in his side? Absolutely. Everybody is dodging that bullet, so to speak. The fact that the Mayor de Blasio is somewhat licking his chops. I can't blame Mayor de Blasio for licking his chops, because Cuomo's been kicking him in the head from the day he was elected, not even when he was sworn in.
Well, and to be candid, Arthur, on most of the COVID conflicts, and, you know, this is a conservative in the Post, Carol Markowitz wrote this, on most of the COVID conflicts between the two of them, the mayor got the better part of the governor on the majority of those. So
yeah,
there's a long running feud there for sure. Let me ask you this, though, and I think it speaks to what you brought up, and I'm so glad that you did bring up the civility issue, because one of the things that has really, you know, we spoke with a journalist yesterday who experienced firsthand threats from the governor's office that if he ran with a story with City and State, the publication, that they were going to, quote, destroy him. It's supposedly the same thing he said to the assemblyman that we heard about last week with Mr. Kim. On some level, at least it's been my experience, if you treat people this way, eventually, when the deck is slanted against you, there's going to be some pushback that comes back downhill. And the lesson to me is it's really important to work on treating people well from the beginning, because you don't know when things are not going to be favorable for you.
And you're absolutely correct. And I think an example of that to some degree is if you want to juxtapose Bill Clinton getting caught cheating on his wife and Elliot Spitzer, the former governor, getting caught cheating on his wife, and how many people rallied around Bill Clinton. It wasn't just because he was the president of the United States. He was fundamentally to other people around him, a very nice guy. I'm reading a book recently about the past five presidents from Carter all the way up to Obama and how they treated the White House staff. And Bill Clinton was very much loved by the White House staff. They took the fifth on Hillary Clinton. But people stood around him, whereas Elliot Spitzer, who was a very capable individual but did not treat people very nicely, he stood absolutely alone. When he got caught, his wife, I think he was there at the first press conference and then disappeared. So yes, Kevin, the way.
Well,
you
I think that Mr. Cuomo is going to find himself in a similar situation because of that reputation. But we'll have to wait and see. Hey, Arthur, always great to catch up with you. And a little hint to the audience: there's going to be some fun stuff that Arthur and KMC are going to be doing in the days to come. Can't tell you more now, but we're looking forward to it. Good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Be well. Thanks.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. The news analysis continues, and we're going to turn now to Washington, D.C., because is that $1.9 trillion, people are calling it the non-COVID stimulus. The bright email this morning that came out with Kelsey Bowler, who will join us in just a little bit, she called it the non-COVID stimulus, because that's really more of what it is than anything else. Here to discuss is Nicole Malliotakis. You may remember her as being an assemblywoman from Staten Island. She's now the congressional representative for Brooklyn and Staten Island. And she, of course, ran for mayor. And she's got her concerns and fingers in so many different areas of life trying to help New Yorkers. We're just grateful that she has some time for us today. Nicole, you've got a lot of problems with the $1.9 trillion price tag. You're not against helping people. You want to get help to the people that need it. But there's a lot of stuff in here that just doesn't have anything to do with COVID or helping people.
That's absolutely right, Kevin, and thank you for having me on to explain a little bit of what's actually in this bill. I had come to Congress with this being one of my biggest goals, is to provide COVID relief to ensure that we get our economy back on track, we reopen our country, we get our children back in school, and we help those who are struggling during this process. This bill simply spends way too much money. We're approaching a $30 trillion debt in this country. And this bill is a $1.9 trillion bloated package where over a trillion of it doesn't even go toward emergency COVID relief. And as a matter of fact, we still have a trillion left over from the previous packages that were passed by Congress. That money remains unspent, and they want to now authorize another $1.9 trillion, for stuff that, whether it's transportation projects that are not related, including Nancy Pelosi's bus rapid transit in Silicon Valley, which happens to be a pet project of big tech, whether it be $3.5 billion for the Global Relief Fund, which, that would be 88% of their annual expenditures that we would be funding as the American taxpayers, as opposed to other countries chipping in. And then you look at, $50 million for family planning, which will go and could go to fund abortions. There's a lot happening in this bill that the American people are unaware of. But to put in perspective of just how bloated this bill is, less than 1% goes to vaccine production and distribution, which if you ask any Republican or Democrat, local or national leader, they will tell you that that is the biggest thing right now to get our country back on track. And yet that small percentage really shows you how bloated this bill is. And not to mention, they put enough money into these relief packages that's eight times what the CDC is saying it will cost to reopen our schools safely. They say it costs $25 billion. We put $64 billion in the last package. So the fact that they want to put more money that won't even be spent for years to come, there's a restriction on it being spent, shows it's not emergency. It's unnecessary spending.
Nicole, one of the things that really bothers me about this, particularly on the thing you just mentioned, you ended with there, is that with our schools closed to the degree that they have been, and you know that here in New York, in your district and in the surrounding area, New Jersey, the New York broader region, you've had so many schools that have remained closed. They're getting all this money. There are no results. There are no changes. There's no tangible ways that we're watching that money be impactfully used to improve the lives of the kids that are in these districts. So where's the accountability? Who gets to say you guys did a good job or not such a good job with that?
You're absolutely right, Kevin. The Catholic schools have been open for several months fully, and yet public schools, high schools are closed. Middle schools just opened this week, but it's partial in-person and partial remote. And then we had the elementary schools that had been open partially as well. The issue with this is that in the last COVID relief package, there was $64 billion allocated. Majority of it remains unspent. New York did get $4 billion, and yet our schools are not open. So that is the question I've been asking from our leadership and Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio as to why we're not seeing the schools fully open when they were provided with the resources to do so. Look, children need to be in class. They have to get, school athletics is something that is incredibly important as well for their physical health. Their mental health services are usually coming from the school, and nutritional services as well. So all around, if you talk to parents, you talk to the students, you talk to many of the staff members, the teachers that work in these schools, they want to go back. And for some reason, the mayor is dragging his feet. Look, you still have the option if you want to keep your children home and you want them to do remote learning. They still have that option. But let's not prevent those who want to have in-class instruction from being able to do so.
No, but I couldn't agree with you more. Follow her on Twitter. N. Maliatakis is her handle. I'm not on Twitter. I was purged with President Trump, but you can follow me on Parler at KMC Radio. Nicole, always appreciate your hard work for the people of New York. Thank you for being here.
I was wondering what happened to you on Twitter. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Thursday. So it was a fairly cut and dry case. The Connecticut girls that were running track that had lost scholarship opportunities and other things because biological boys were wanting to run in their division as females in high school track. That case, that lawsuit had been going forward in the courts, and the Justice Department had been supporting the girls, making the argument that they should not have to compete against biological boys. There's been a change in that case that comes from the president's office himself. The Biden administration, directing the Department of Justice, has withdrawn from that case. Here with reaction to this is someone who kind of broke the Connecticut girls story to begin with. Kelsey Bowler, the aforementioned, she was a reporter for the Daily Signal when she did her top-notch video story on this. And Kelsey, I know that this case means a lot to you personally because you've gotten to know some of the personalities involved.
Absolutely. I felt a personal connection to it from the beginning, being a former Division I athlete and also being from Connecticut, where Selena Soule grew up. She is now in her first year of college. But this issue all came about as she was a junior in high school, where she was forced to compete in track against a biological male athlete who identified as a female. Of course, this threatened to take away opportunities for scholarships to win in track events. And it's important to note that, you know, when this biological male defeats one single track star like Selena Soul, he defeats them all, because in track, you know, it is everybody is rated, you know, of course, by the numbers, how fast they run. And when one individual knocks, you know, wins, they knock every single female below them. And of course, the trend of biological men competing against women in their sports is having huge implications across the board in all different sports. I was recently talking to someone who plays women's golf, and, you know, there's just no way for a biological female to compete against a biological male golfer. It's just unfair from the start. I think Americans are waking up to this, but it is so unfortunate that via executive orders and, you know, executive actions, the Biden administration is shutting down debate for this. Democrats in Congress are pushing the so-called Equality Act, which does nothing but further inequality for girls and women by cementing these types of policies into federal law. And parents and students across the country really need to wake up to what's about to happen. It's, of course, already happened to athletes like Selena Soul. It's about to become a lot more common as these policies get steamrolled across the country.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And then, so that's on one end of the women's debate, Kelsey, and it's a legitimate one, and we've spoken consistently about it. And we do want everyone to call their congressional representative at 202-224-3121 and ask them to vote against the Equality Act because it does not further the cause of women. But then on the other end of the same debate, you have yesterday the president and his administration saying that they are now going to undo the Talon Act, which was a Trump era administration program that basically took sex offenders that hurt women and children that were illegal in the country and sent them home, sent them to their now this new rolling this back. Biden cancels the Operation Talon, allows them to stay. I'm wondering what it takes, whether it's sex predators or biological males taking away scholarships and opportunities and basically erasing women's sports as a whole. What does it take for the supposed women's rights groups of the country to stand up and say enough's enough? I mean, I think that they ignore some of this because some of the voices that are speaking up for women in these cases are center right. But this should be something that every woman is opposed to.
Well, Kevin, I share your frustrations as a woman who works for one of the only women's organizations in the country that is standing up for women and speaking the truth about the implications of these types of policies. And I will tell you, there actually are a large number of women who identify on the left politically who have major problems with these types of policies, especially when it comes to sports. But what happens is they get blacklisted by the mainstream media. Their names are not, you know, featured in the New York Times, in CNN, and so forth. You're only hearing from the women on the left who agree with these policies. And it's important to note, if you look into polling, the American population agrees that biological men shouldn't be competing with and against women as well, by a strong majority. And so for the Biden administration to be taking such a radical stance on this via these executive decisions, whether that's pulling out of the Selena Soul lawsuit or whether that's via executive actions, you know, of course, it goes without saying that does nothing to further the cause of unity, but the position doesn't even represent the majority of Americans on this issue. And again, right. I know this is a difficult issue to speak out on because of political correctness, but it is so important for parents to voice their opinions on this to their local school boards, for listeners to call their members of Congress today, because Congress is voting on this, and share your concerns about our daughters being forced to compete with and against biological men.
It's just beyond the pale, and there's a lot of problems with the executive order, but there's this other element in the Equality Act that's also going to be very difficult to deal with, and that is it attacks the religious freedoms of people, and that affects women as well. We'll talk about that at another time, but friends, I want to encourage you, call your representatives, call your senators, 202-224-3121. Notice I have the number memorized. You should as well. That's your Capitol switchboard. That's your hotline to your elected leaders, 202-224-3121, and tell them to vote no on the Equality Act. Ask them to kindly put pressure on the president to undo his executive order and to make sure that women have equality, because right now they're pursuing the opposite of that. Kelsey, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies, I stay healthy, I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. We were just speaking with Kelsey Bowler about a number of issues that are impacting women. The Equality Act Sissy Graham Lynch just did a whole podcast on this. Maybe we should get her back on, Alex. That'd be good to talk to. But the Equality Act, writes Christopher Bedford in the Federalist today, viciously attacks Christians, freedom, society, sex, and you. And I don't think he's overstating the case. This act, which the House is expected to pass now for the second time in 9 months, it passed it last go around, but it's expected to pass it today, this week, and then sending it to the Democratic-controlled Senate. According to Christopher Bedford's, opens up swinging on Christian concepts of morality and marriage, sex and identity. It would strike biological sex from the 1964 Civil Rights Act and replace it with orientation and identity. Belief in traditional marriage, in fact, this act would say is a specific example of illegal discrimination. So every church that says traditional marriage is our belief, they would be discriminatory. That would be the argument. And friend, let me point this out. This is Kevin McCullough's aside. If they can make the argument in law that traditional marriage is in fact discriminatory, they will come after every church to force it to change its doctrine or to be destroyed. If the bill passes the Senate, we would see a number of things change. And it's made possible by massively expanding the government's definition of bigotry. The definition of public gathering places to include any kind of place that provides exhibition, entertainment, recreation, exercise, amusement, public gathering, or public display. And when you add that language to it, you begin to see that any establishment that provides a good service or program, you're talking about churches. This is a real threat to people of religious faith. Up till now, the argument has been from the activists that, you know, no one's going to take your religion away. No one's going to come into your church and make you change anything. That's what the Equality Act will do. And while it's titled the Equality Act, what it seeks to do is to be the Oppression Act. To put churches under, specifically churches, that deal with moral teaching. So anybody and everybody is going to have to change their own moral code to match what the far progressive leftists want it to be, or else they're going to be labeled discriminatory. Criminally discriminatory. Just wanted you to know, this is what the entire Biden administration is all in for. I'm Kevin McCullough.